It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up on Wisconsin Life, we'll kick off our Literacy in Wisconsin series. All week, we'll learn about efforts to help improve literacy around the state.
First, Walgreens announced a new plan to combat prescription drug abuse. They're installing safe medication disposal kiosks in their drugstores in 39 states and Washington, D.C. Walgreens is also making the life-saving opioid antidote naloxone, also known as Narcan, available without a prescription in 35 states, including Wisconsin.
Wisconsin is in the midst of what some are calling a heroin epidemic. The number of heroin cases processed by the state crime lab has steadily increased in almost every Wisconsin county over the last 3 years. According to the Wisconsin Department of Justice, the number of heroin-related deaths rose about 50% last year to 199, and to put that number in context, Wisconsin averaged only 29 heroin-related deaths from 2000 to 2007.
Dr. Chris Eberlein is with us now to talk about Narcan and what this move could do to help prevent overdose deaths in Wisconsin. He's an emergency physician at Gunderson Health System and medical director for Tri-State Ambulance. He's also the medical advisor for Region 4 for the Wisconsin Healthcare Coalition. Dr. Eberlein, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So what do we know about why Walgreens decided to make this move to offer Narcan in stores without a prescription?
Well, I think it started with the HOPE legislation that was passed this year. That was a big part of it. And I think they've seen that this has been a real problem. And Narcan has been shown to save lives when used even at home like this. You know, obviously we've been using it with our EMS systems and first responders, and we've had good results. And this is just the next step.
If you could brush us up a little, what is Narcan and how does it work?
Narcan is a opiate antagonist, and so what it does when the opiate's on the receptor is causing the respiratory depression and the altered mental status that will actually knock the opiate off the receptors in the brain, and then it can function normal again.
Now, as I understand it, there are different forms of Narcan, different ways that it can be delivered into the body. What are they, and is there a preferred method?
Yeah, you can do it one of three ways. The traditional way has been an IV route, and that's how it's given in the hospital. And recently, now that it's been pushed on to first responders, they've realized it can be given intranasally as a mist, which is, in my view, the preferred route for the pre-hospital setting for a number of reasons. One, it's as effective as the IV dose. It takes effect almost immediately because it crosses the blood-brain barrier very rapidly. And the second reason is safety. There's no needle involved then. So you don't have to worry about another needle on scene. Inadvertent needle pokes from healthcare at a scene like that is high risk.
Right now, what kinds of channels does someone have to go to get a prescription or to get access to Narcan?
Right now, you'd actually have to have your regular family physician write your prescription, take you to the pharmacist. What this bill is working on doing is, and what Walgreens would like to do, it's basically a standing order. So they have a medical director who's written a standing prescription, and you can go to the pharmacist, and you can ask for that for Narcan, pay for it, and they'll give you a little bit of hopefully instruction on it, and off you go, and you don't have to have an individual prescription.
So the standing order from the physician would be to the drugstore, to Walgreens in general, or to an individual person?
It would be to the store in general.
And would there be any kinds of records kept about who was buying the Narcan?
No, and that's one of the components that they were trying to get across at the legislators, because the thought would be that if you had a trail, people would be less likely to use it.
Well, we're talking right now with Dr. Eberlein. He is an emergency physician at Gunderson Health System, talking now about the news that Wisconsin Walgreens and a lot of other states as well will provide the life-saving opioid antidote Narcan without a prescription. How significant is this in the fight to curb the deaths that can occur from heroin overdose in Wisconsin and elsewhere?
I think it's a really big deal. This is fortunate we have a great antidote for opiate overdose, and it is Narcan. It works remarkably well, very, very low side effects. Really, the only contraindication is a true allergy to it, and you rarely see that. So you actually have a tool that's very effective. Intranasally, it can be given very easily and safely by any bystander. So I think this is a key component to preventing overdose deaths. Is it going to fix our heroin epidemic? No, but it will keep people alive.
Is there any concern that this could boomerang and the amount of people using heroin could increase because now the risk threshold has been lowered a bit?
Yeah, I think that's always on the surface a concern, but I don't think that's going to play out. There has been some studies, and I was actually looking this afternoon as far back as 2007, 2006. They were studying this in other areas of the world even. It wasn't playing out to be the case. But yet it was saving lives. So I think that you may get some people that push the envelope to how much they can use, and I think that is a legitimate concern. However, these people are using a drug that they often don't know what they're getting anyway, so they can get a drug that could be multitude stronger than what they thought, and so their risk of overdose is high regardless, and I think having something available that is so effective is really key.
Is there any pushback on this for Walgreens, or is this something that's generally accepted to be a good and useful thing?
I think 5 years ago there would have been pushback, but I think people are seeing the epidemic that we have with opiate overdoses in our country and realizing that something else has to be done. And knowing how effective this has been in the first responders, and now this is just the next step to making it more available, and I have no doubt this will save lives.
It's rumored so far, I guess we don't have a final figure here, but that the cost of Narcan at Walgreens will be $165. I don't know how many doses that is, but that's a steep price tag. Does that cut down on accessibility for people who may need it?
I think if that is indeed how high they're going to sell it for, which I've also heard that number, yeah, I think it is going to be a real barrier for a lot of people. I think in general, the market for this is probably family members buying it for their loved one who they know is using to hopefully make them safer. But I still think that at $165, I think you will see an impact on the number of people that can't get it because of the cost.
Now, looking at just one other aspect of this new plan by Walgreens, another way Walgreens is trying to cut down on heroin abuse is by providing safe medication disposal kiosks. How would that work, and how would that cut down on heroin use abuse in Wisconsin?
I think that is probably one of the more key components of this, of what they're doing. We've been pushing for drug take-backs, but they were twice a year. And now, at least in our community, we've got several drop boxes, and they've collected thousands of pounds of medication. It's really quite remarkable. The key to this is preventing someone to start using heroin. And we know that prescription drug abuse is a true gateway into heroin use. And some people have cited 90% of heroin abusers have started with prescription drug abuse. So if we can get those drugs off the streets, out of the medicine cabinets where they're not being used, and dispose of properly, we should have a significant impact on the number of people that start.
It's an interesting initiative because it's coming, it sounds like, from Walgreens, the company itself. Is there anything else that other drugstores or other outside actors could do to help with the heroin epidemic?
Yeah, I think this is a model that could be taken by any pharmacy. I'm glad to see Walgreens doing it. You know, I know, for instance, the hospital I work at Gunderson Health is working on doing the same thing. They're just starting the process as well. Walgreens here doesn't have it yet. I'm hoping it's soon, but I haven't been given a date for it either.
Dr. Eberlein, thanks a lot for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That was Dr. Chris Eberlein, emergency physician at Gunderson Health System. He joined us to talk about the news that Wisconsin Walgreens and Walgreens elsewhere will also provide the life-saving opioid antidote Narcan without a prescription.